iHeart Communities, it's that time of year again where we get to talk about the Connecticut Restaurant Association's Crazies Awards, CRA, Connecticut Restaurant Association and the awards. Crazies, I love it. And to do that, we've got President and CEO of the Connecticut Restaurant Association here with us, Scott Dulch. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Renee. How you doing?
Great. I'm so excited that these will be in person and that people will get together and kind of celebrate our restaurants this year. I mean, they just need to be celebrated through all of it. Talk about the event. How can the public participate and how can we support?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. The last 20 months for everybody has been just such a grind, so grueling. But for our industry specifically, it's been so hard. So we're so excited to actually have an event. We didn't have one, obviously, in 2020, so we're bringing it back from 2019, and we're expecting close to 1,000 industry professionals. The public actually can purchase tickets if they're interested in going. December 6th down at Foxwoods, and we're just going to recognize, you know, some of the best in our industry, but this event's a little bit different than it has been in past because we just want to celebrate the industry as a whole, bringing everybody out. And the public can also get involved by voting for their favorite chef, restaurateur, restaurant newcomer through our website, crazies awards.com, and just get involved and continue to try to support the restaurants any way you can.
And again, how do we go online to do this, secure our seats and all of that, or sponsorships even? It's not too late, right?
It's not too late. Any way to support. So Crazies, C-R-A-Z-I-E-S, awards.com. Everything's there. We have bios on all of the nominees, from the chefs of the year to restaurants of the year, and all our different categories. But you can take a peek there on the site. You can buy tickets. You can look at sponsorship information, or you can just, you know, vote as you click to vote and get involved any way that you can.
So once again, the night is going to be all about supporting our restaurants, our chefs, the service industry really as a whole, because they've really been through it. How are things right now? I know you've been coming from so many meetings. You've really been in the headlines. You've been, you know, doing interviews on a local and national level. I think I turned on CNN one night and you were there or something like that. So what can you tell us about the state of Connecticut restaurants right now?
It's still really challenging, Renee. I think, perception doesn't really equal reality is what I keep telling, you know, whether it's people in the media or the general public or even legislators, that, you know, it's a grind when you have the worker shortage that we do. We're about 20,000 plus jobs short of pre-pandemic levels. We're also dealing with, you know, rising food costs with everything going on. I mean, everyone's seeing that hit their own pockets at grocery stores. It's hurting our restaurants. And, you know, even the demand that's there, I worry about the winter. We're losing outdoor dining. You know, you kind of cross your fingers and look at the weather outside. We know that'll go pretty quickly here and how that'll affect the industry this winter. But, you know, we haven't started recovery yet. I guess that's the messaging I keep saying is I can't wait to get towards recovery, but I think we need to get through this winter. Hope that we don't lose any more landmark locations. You know, and get us to really next spring and put ourselves on a path towards recovery.
Yeah. And again, we did lose some restaurants during all of this. At our last conversation, it was about 600. Mm-hmm. Has that number changed?
It's grown a little bit more, not a whole lot, but I think what the real, you know, I try not to target that number because I think the other 8,000 that are still open are hurting. Yes, are there QSRs or pizza places, things like that are still doing okay? So, you know, realistically, you're looking more, you know, the independently owned full service restaurant, which makes up about 3,000 to 4,000, they're hurting financially and they might still be open, but, you know, I worry about the debt that they've been carrying for 20 months. I worry about what this winter looks like for them. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to see, you know, my fear is as we try to get more federal stimulus and more dollars and looking at the state with the ARPA funds, what we can do. I just don't want to lose not one more restaurant, but obviously I don't want to lose, you know, some of these landmark independently owned businesses that makes Connecticut so unique. You know, when you travel into the South, you see more, nothing against our chains and our franchisees, but we have so many independently owned business owners that are the makeup of our industry. And I want to see them, you know, prosper. I want to see them be able to, you know, weather this unfortunate 20-month storm and get to the other side of it.
So December 6th at Foxwoods Resort Casino in the Premier Ballroom, we're having the Crazies. We are honored as iHeart Communities to be a part of the event, to be broadcasting from the event, to do interviews, to highlight all people who make restaurants possible. I'll be talking to chefs. I want to talk to servers. I want to talk to pastry chefs. I want to talk to the people who make these restaurants amazing. because we want to support, we want to show our support all through the pandemic. We tried to do that, supporting local, but I have a feeling heading back into the winter, we don't know what we're facing. And I'm so excited to promote this December 6th event. And I'm just, everything is crossed that this event goes off without a hitch. And I know you're feeling the same way as well. So to get information, to follow updates, and to even sponsor or support, again, the best place to go.
It is craziesawards.com. And yeah, to your point, Renee, we're going to have a great event. We always have. It'll be a record-setting event, which we're excited about. And I just think, you know, that's what I tell even the restaurateurs, the chefs, the owners. This is not about, you know, the awards are great, and we love recognizing, you know, some of the best in our industry. But we're also excited just to bring people out and, you know, spend some time together. You know, everyone's been working so hard within the four walls of their own businesses right now, and to get a chance to enjoy a night out. We try to make it as comfortable and as fun as possible. The Foxwoods culinary team just did an event for us last week on the tasting. We have so many supporters that are lining up, and, you know, we're also reaching out. You know, we're recognizing David Lehman, the commissioner of the DECD, at the event, and we also feel that we hope that the governor will join us as well and be a part of what a great industry this is, 160,000 strong and good times, and 8,500 businesses that generate over $9 billion to our, you know, in revenue in our state. So can't wait and look forward to having you and your whole team there as well, Renee.
I know we can't. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to be promoting it on all of our radio stations. It's the Crazies. Again, if you want to support, if you want to get details, you can go to mycommunityaccess.com. We're going to have all the links live there, ready and waiting for you. Scott, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
No, thank you for the time. I know how busy you've been, Renee, as well. So thank you so much.